Hello and welcome to the Print Podcast. I'm Tarannum Khan, Senior Copy Editor. Today's offering is from the Prince Shankar Arnimesh. The Bharatiya Janata Party Thursday appointed new state presidents in Bihar, Rajasthan, Delhi and Odisha. All appointments were necessitated by the completion of the terms of outgoing state presidents. In Bihar, the party has appointed MLC Samrat Chaudhary, a Kushwaha leader who is also leader of the opposition in the Bihar Legislative Council, as its state chief, replacing Sanjay Jaiswal, whose three-year term ended last October. Chaudhary's elevation, given his aggressive brand of politics, is being viewed by party insiders as part of the BJP's strategy to dent Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's voter base ahead of the 2024 Lok Sabha polls. In Rajasthan, Chittorgarh Lok Sabha MP CP Joshi replaces Satish Punia, who was said to be at loggerheads with the Vasundhara Raja camp of the state BJP. According to sources in the state BJP, the party is hoping that Joshi's appointment will ensure better coordination and prevent confrontation within the party's Rajasthan unit. In Delhi, Virendra Sachdeva takes over the reins of the state BJP from Adesh Gupta, who was appointed to the post in June 2020. Sachdeva was appointed interim president of the Delhi BJP to lead the charge against the Aam Aadmi Party following Gupta's resignation last December. Similarly, in Orissa, the party has appointed former state minister Manmohan Samal as its state president to replace Samir Mohanty in a bid to give a fresh thrust to its prospects. Mohanty, who replaced Basant Kumar Panda in 2020 and served as Orissa BJP chief for 3 years, led the party to victory in the Dhamnagar Assembly bipoll last November but could not manage the same result in the Padampur bipoll in December. Samal, Mohanty's replacement, is a leader from the other backward classes who comes from coastal Orissa, where the BJP's presence is limited. He is seen by many in the party as a consensus builder owing to his term as a minister in the BJP government in 2004. He has also served as state BJP chief twice in the past, in 1998 and then again in 2000. BJP National General Secretary Sunil Bansal, who was appointed the party's Odisha Prabhari last August, has publicly expressed his desire to set up a more robust party organization in Odisha. Samrat Chaudhary parted ways with the RJT in 2014 to join the JDU. He was made a minister in the Jeetan Ram Manji government and then again in the Nitish-led JDU-BJP government in 2020. Chaudhary's appointment as Bihar BJP chief is being viewed as an attempt by the party to shore up its support among OBC voters, particularly the Kurmi and Kushwaha communities, collectively referred to as Love Kush vote. The two communities have been the backbone of CM Nitish Kumar's voter base ever since the Janata Dal United chief challenged Rashtriya Janata Dal Supremo Lalu Prasad Yadav's Muslim Yadav caste arithmetic in the 1990s. In addition to the Love Kush vote, Nitish also draws his core electoral strength from the EBCs, as well as Mahadalits. Combined, the Kurmis and Kushwahas make up 12% of the state's population, compared to the Yadavs, who account for 7%. Kushwahas are the largest bloc among OBCs in Bihar after Yadavs. While Lalu and his son Tejaswi, currently Deputy CM of Bihar, are the undisputed leaders of the state's Yadavs, and Nitish himself the tallest leader of the Kurmis, the Kushwahas do not have a leader with a statewide presence. The only leader from the Kushwaha community who came close was the new state BJP president's father, Shakuni Chaudhary, who retired from active politics in 2015 and was a founding member of the Samat Party. Others from the community who rose to prominence included former Union Minister Nagmani and former Bihar Minister Tulsi Das Mehta, besides Upendra Kushwaha, who parted ways with the JDU for a third time in February this year and floated a new party. For Nitish, keeping the Kurmi-Koiri alliance intact would have been a key reason to keep Kushwaha close. With the Love Kush vote bank now divided, the BJP sources in the party's Bihar unit said is attempting to shore up its prospects among Koiris by appointing Chaudhary as its state chief. To that effect, the party could also enter into an alliance with Upendra Kushwaha's Rashtriya Lok Janata Dal for the upcoming 2024 Lok Sabha elections and the 2025 assembly polls to take advantage of Nitish's declining caste arithmetic, sources added. The legislator added that the BJP elevated Samrat Chaudhary as its leader in the Legislative Council and Vijay Sinha as its leader in the Bihar Assembly as part of a strategy to strike a balance between its lower caste and upper caste voters. In Rajasthan, where infighting within the BJP had become the new normal over the last 3 years under Satish Punia's leadership, party sources said replacing him is a signal to former Chief Minister Vasundhara Raja that the party expects its state unit to function in a more coordinated manner. Leaders from the Vasundhara camp had been demanding Punia's removal ahead of assembly elections to be held in the state later this year. Punya's replacement C.P. Joshi was first elected to the Lok Sabha from Chittorgarh in 2014 and retained his seat in the 2019 general election. Within the party, he rose through the ranks from being associated with RSS affiliate Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad to being appointed state president of the Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha, the youth wing of the BJP, and then a vice president of the state BJP. Joshi is the seventh Brahmin to be appointed Rajasthan BJP chief after Hari Shankar Babra, Banwarlal Sharma, Lalit Kishore Chaturvedi, Mahesh Chandra Sharma, Raghuveer Kaushal, and Arun Chaturvedi. On Sunday, Joshi took part in Brahmin Mahapanchayat in Jaipur, where he was seen sharing a stage with Union Minister Ashwini Vaishno, a Jodhpur-born Brahmin. This is also the turf of Vaishno's cabinet colleague Kajinder Singh Shekhawat and Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot. The Brahmin community makes up 7.5% of Rajasthan's population and has given the state multiple chief ministers, including Hira Lal Shastri, Jay Narayan Vyas, and Tikaram Palival and Haridev Joshi. Commenting on Joshi's appointment as state BJP chief, a BJP MP from Rajasthan told The Print, "It shows that the party is looking after the Brahmins." Ghanshyam Tiwari is another Brahmin face the party has in the state. The party is yet to appoint a leader of the opposition after Gulab Chand Kataria was made governor of Assam. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with another episode.